Now joined with head coach of the Silverbacks, Tyler Shattuck. Tyler, game 12 of the regular season for you guys tonight. 6-4-0-1 to start the season. What have you liked about your team's play so far this season?
I think our last few games since PG has been pretty good. I think we've kind of committed to checking a little bit more. Our expected goals are down. Our shots against are down. It's one of those things that sometimes it's hard to come to grips with, but we're a team that needs to play hard above the puck and check, and we'll create our offense that way. But once we get away from that, we're a pretty mediocre team. But when we do that, we're pretty good. So I like what we've done kind of here in the last four games, and hopefully we can continue to do that.
First meeting this season with Cranbrook, they're 7-3-1 to start the year. What is it about their game that you have to slow down tonight?
Yeah, it seems like they get a lot of offense from their D. I think they're up in the play all the time. Fairly structured group. They'll kind of take their chances when they can get them. Obviously, we saw them take Penticton to overtime on Wednesday. Pretty opportunistic game. So we got to be ready to play 60 minutes of hard hockey, make sure that we're F1 and F2 are getting back above the puck hard so their D can't join the rush and get numbers. So if we do all those things, we're a pretty good team, and we just really have to worry about ourselves. But at the end of the day, we got to make sure that we do all these things to make us successful.
Leon Gayfer draws into the lineup for the first time this season. What are you expecting from him tonight?
It'll be interesting. I think he's obviously been off for an extended period of time here. He's been working hard in practice. I know he's probably sick and tired of skating at the end of practice, so I'm sure we'll see an energized kid that's ready to play and make sure that he can keep his spot in the lineup. So we expect him to bring some smarts to our group, some offense, but we look for him to play hard and make sure that he stays in.
And last question for you. Brandon Santawana recently commits to Bowling Green State University. Really found his game over the last couple of weeks for you guys. What is it about his game that's so special and brings your team to that next level?
I think the underrated part about Santa is that he's a pretty physical guy. He's not afraid to go to battle is, I think, the best part about him. We know that he can make plays and seize guys and has an offensive flair to the game, but the part that is enjoyable for us here is that he does go to battle. He competes hard. He plays both ends of the rink. So it's one of those ones. As a 20-year-old, it's nice for him to get it out of the way nice and early here, because as the year goes on, sometimes that can wear on guys and mentally it can get a little bit tough. So super happy for Santa. Ever since he's been here, he's worked his bag off. So Bowling Green's getting obviously a pretty good player, a pretty good person, and we're excited for him.
Awesome. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Now joined with head coach of the Cranbrook Bucks, Ryan Donald. Good start to the season for you guys, 7-3-1 thus far. What have you liked about your team's play through 11 games early on?
I've liked some spurts of our play for sure when we're starting to play and click and be able to create some stuff offensively. But at the same time, liking kind of our 5-on-5 play in all three zones has been good. It's coming along like anybody. You get through that first 10 games where everything's starting to settle in and systems and getting familiar with your players and they're getting familiar with one another. So I've liked our group, but I think there's a little bit more there too.
Coming off a 4-3 overtime loss to the V's on Wednesday night, a great performance from your team, obviously, against a good hockey team up in Penticton. What do you hope to carry over from that performance on Wednesday night?
I think the experience, understanding early on that environment and playing against top competition, which you're going to see a lot in our division, is, it's not always glamorous, it's not always flashy, but sometimes you just got to be persistent and wait for your opportunities and don't be the first to make the mistakes. So I think we learned a good lesson there. We played well, didn't get rewarded for it, got the point. I felt like when you're up by two, it's nice to bring that one home, but lessons in there to be learned for sure.
Continuing the road trip tonight, your first meeting of the season with the Silverbacks. What are you expecting from their group, and how do you slow them down in the first 10 minutes or so with their home crowd?
Yeah, I think they've got a good group. I think in terms of offensive ability, they've got two solid lines up front that can skate with anybody in our league. So it's something that you got to be aware of when you're planning in advance and you're talking to your guys about the importance of these things. And obviously coming out of Penticton and in this whole road trip when we go up to Vernon tomorrow, it's all the same. So you got to know who you're on the ice against. You got to manage your shift lengths. You got to manage the game.
Last question for you. Player of note, Jack Cilic, obviously 10 goals and 4 assists to start the year. What is it about his game that elevates him to that level and makes him such a special player?
Yeah, he's a guy that, you know, we said it early on, once he gets one, he can get rolling. He's a guy that when, you know, you see him in practice, the way he can shoot the puck and the release that he has and his, you know, his love of scoring, like a lot of these guys. So to me, that's kind of the biggest thing is once you get rolling, if you feel like it's it's the size of a soccer net sometimes and you can put a lot of pucks in. So happy for him. But at the same time, too, it's ultimately a team sport, right? And him getting rewarded for some good things is testament to him, but also testament to the guys around him.
Awesome. Thanks for your time and good luck tonight.
Thank you.